Sukkah Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey Mitzvahs Arava Ketzer. How did they do the mitzvah of Arava in the Beis Hamikdash? Makom Hayolamati Yerushalayim V'Nikra Motza. There was a place below Yerushalayim. This place was called Motza. The Rav says that in his time, the Rav lived in Eretz Yisrael. It was called Kolonia, and he says it's still there until this day. And the Lashon of Motza and also Kolonia is a language that means free from tax, because the government was always able to take Aravas from them, and as a result of that, they didn't require for them to pay taxes in general, because they were supplying the Malchus with Aravas. Yardum l'sham, so they went down to there, umalakten misham murbios shel Arava. They went down there, and they took from there, from this place, murbios shel Arava. So these are very large branches of Aravas. They are 11 amas high, which is the height that's needed, which the Rav explains they would put on the yesod of the Mizbeach. The yesod is the bottom outer portion of the Mizbeach, and it would need to be on a very slight angle because the top of this long Arava would lean over onto the Mizbeach, an Amma. Uba'an v'zoik v'noysan b'tzidei ha-Mizbeach. And they came and stood it on top of the side of the Mizbeach, like we just said. V'roshein kifufin al-gabei ha-Mizbeach. And its head was bent over on top of the Mizbeach. Now there's a machloikas rishonim. It's basically one big machloikas of, first of all, what the mitzvah Arava was in the Beis HaMikdash, and when this actually took place. The Rav learns like Rashi, the Rav said this in the previous Mishnayos, that they used to go around the Mizbeach with the Aravas, and then it seems that after they were done with the Aravas, they would then put these long Aravas on the side of the Mizbeach like we just read. However, the Rambam doesn't learn this way. The Rambam learns that they never went around the Mizbeach with Aravas. That's not what the mitzvah Arava was. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah Arava was they would actually first take these long Aravas each day and put them on the side of the Mizbeach like we just explained. And then they would then take the Aravas like they would a lulav, not going around the Mizbeach, but just taking them and I think waving them like they did a lulav in the same spot wherever a person was. So we read right during the Mishnah. Taku ve'ri v'taku. So with chatzotzros, with trumpets, they would do a tekiah, true a tekiah, like Taisantiv explains, for simcha. Now, according to the Rambam says in the Yad HaChazaka that the tekiahs, truas, and tekiahs were going on when they were bringing the large aravas from the place Motza into the Beis HaMikdash. That's when they were singing in the songs that were going on. But according to Rashi, when they went around the Mizbeach, the tekiahs were happening before they placed the long aravas, because what they did is first they went around with the aravas, and then afterwards they then took the long aravas and then just put them there. According to Rashi, this Mishnah is not necessarily in order, because the tekiahs happened beforehand. According to the Rambam, it's happening as they put these large aravas there. B'chol yom makifin es ha-mizbeach pam achas. Every day they would go around the mizbeach one time. Va'omrim ana Hashem Hoshiyana, ana Hashem Hatzlichana. According to the Rambam, we're only talking about with a lulav they went around. According to Rashi, Lechor, it's talking about the Aravas. So they said, Ona Hashem Hoshiyana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ani, the Gersu we have is Vehu Hoshiyana. So the Rav explains that this Lashon, Ani Vehu, we have Ani Vehoi, it's the same gematria as Ono Hashem. Also the Rav explains that Ani Vehu is Shnei Shemos, it's two names of Hashem's 72-letter name that is found, Taisi Zantiv says, in Parshas Beshalach. The other parish that he brings, Melech HaShlomo brings this too, is from the concept of Imo Anochi Betzara, that Hashem is also Kaviyachol saving himself. When Klal Yisrael is in Tzar, Hashem is also in Tzar. So it's Ani Vehu Hoshiyana, that Hashem is saving both us and himself, Kaviyachol. Ve'oso Yom HaKifin Es Mizbeach Shiva Pamim. And on that day, which is the seventh day of Sukkot Hoshana Rabbah, they went around the Mizbeach seven times. Again, the Rambam's with the Lulav, and Rashi's with the Aravas. B'shas p'tirasan mahinam. I mean, what did they say when they left the Mizbeach? Yofilach Mizbeach, Yofilach Mizbeach. As the Tiferes Hall explains, we're beautifying this for the cover in the Mizbeach, because you're mechaper on us. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, l'ka v'loch Mizbeach, l'ka v'loch Mizbeach. Rashi explains, l'ka is that we're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and v'loch Mizbeach is we're giving shevach to the Mizbeach, that it's precious, that it's giving us kapara.